1-800-236-2237.
So how was your weekend, America? Kate Delaney here at the helm of America tonight. Left to right to all those spots in between, everybody's welcome. It's about the conversation, my friends, on the overnight highway. And boy, have we really expanded our boundaries. I know there are people listening to us in other parts of the world, and welcome aboard, mates. Got some people down under, including my new pal, Jack, and also Christina in Sweden, the boys in Spain, the Rodriguez boys in Spain, and all of you who are tuning in from other parts, we love it. You can always shoot us an email at americatonight.net. Well, if it was the typical deal for most of you, then you probably, when I say the typical deal, you're probably running out trying to get the last-minute gifts. You're trying to get your place ready, maybe. You're trying to send things out. There's got to be people, I know it. I'd love to see the final numbers on this, but there's got to be people that run to the post office with, like, 2 days left. How fast can I get it to wherever, some crazy place? And how much is it going to cost me? And I bet you that there are enough people that will send something at the last second where it costs more than the cost of the gift that they're sending. Then that's just stupid. That's when you need to go online and order something online. And if you even have just a couple of days, you probably have a better, you're still going to pay through the nose, but you probably would save a little bit of dough. I mean, a little bit of dough. Here's the thing. Do some planning. Then it's not as brutal. All right, speaking of planning, we've been hearing from this lame duck Congress actually a lot. They worked into the weekend. I heard Domino's was busy around the Capitol. And in burning the midnight oil and in getting up and doing it all through the day, one of the things that happened was the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. That's been kicked around now for what? It's been on the books for 17 years, and the conversation's been kicked around for a couple of years. So the Senate does repeal it. Now, what are the repercussions of that? There are conversations about, well, we don't like this, and we're going to appeal the repeal. That was Senator John McCain from Arizona, who is been pounding Don't Ask, Don't Tell and saying it's ridiculous to repeal, it's the wrong time, you got people at war, all that sort of stuff. But in the end, there were enough votes, and that's all that matters. It's about the yays and the nays as far as the legislation is concerned. Enacting it, different story. Here's Senator Collins on Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and Mark Udall, Senator, also with a much different point of view. Take a listen.
It takes time for people to change long-held beliefs. I believe that if we'd had this vote 5 years ago, it would not have passed.
We'll let the historians determine the impact of this, but this is a very, very important day for those Americans who want to defend our freedoms and serve us.
All right, so I'd have to agree with the part of for people who want to serve our nation and defend our freedoms. It was a crazy Don't Ask, Don't Tell was a crazy piece of legislation, I think, in the first place. I don't believe it was well thought out, and in the end, it did perhaps more harm than good. So here's the deal: implementation. Nothing happens. If you know the military, everything is organized. It's supposed to be organized down to the letter of whatever. That's how the military works. It's about rules, baby. It's not about bending them rules. So the rule is the implementation process would take probably about 90 days, maybe a little bit more, but probably give or take 90 days. Because you still have to have the certification that, yes, this can happen. The president has to say it's okay, which he will, and then the Pentagon and everybody has to sign off on it. They will. But the actual date of it happening from now, it doesn't happen the next day. So it's probably 90 days. You're probably looking at March before it kicks in. Then, when the new Congress comes in, they could, of course, try to appeal the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. So those who want to jump back and re-enlist who are gay are cautiously optimistic because they've been down this road before where, ooh, it looks like we have this right, but then it gets taken away. The bottom line is in the situation that we have in Afghanistan, the situation we have in Iraq, if you've got people who are serving and gay, not gay, whatever they are, to go into those hell holes and go through what they go through with the crazy rules of engagement where, do I shoot? I can't shoot. Is my gun loaded? I don't know. I mean, I'm stretching it, making fun of it, but give me a break. It is crazy. The rules of engagement are crazy. The reason for being there now is very murky, if anything. And then what Pakistan is allowing to happen along that Pakistan-Afghanistan border isn't helping any. So if somebody's there serving and they're putting it on the line, it's ridiculous to be going through this don't ask, don't tell thing. So it's repealed. What happens now with it in the future could be a different story. But for now, it'll move along. I can't imagine any other potholes, at least until you start with a new Congress. And then McCain vows this is going to be something that he does. He's not going to let this just blow in the wind. But even an appeal situation will take some time. Time is the key thing here. So don't ask, don't tell. If you want to sound off on that, you can certainly do that, 800-259-5791, or shoot me an email at americatonight.net, americatonight.net. You think of all the things going on, and the tug-of-war over this one was crazy. How many hours was don't ask, don't tell discussed? And then you have Bill Clinton, the former president, throwing Colin Powell under the bus saying, well, it was his idea. He sold it to me, and, I guess it doesn't work. It's time it gets repealed, because, of course, he had to come up with something, because this came down on his watch. He was the guy who helped implement it, after all. All right, what else is happening in the world? A couple of super big things. I just mentioned Afghanistan, and, my take on this. I say they keep talking about 2014. You think of the years invested and ultimately leaving, what's the difference going to be? 14 Afghan soldiers and police were killed in two separate attacks. That's the latest body count-wise from over the weekend. They were separate attacks where the Taliban claimed responsibility for both of those, and they say they were coordinated, and it's that whole suicide bomber thing in Kabul. That's not a surprise. Not a surprise in a sense because this is what keeps happening tactically. Police actually shot one of the bombers and then his bomb detonated. So how about that? He was a would-be suicide bomber and then the bomb detonated. The other suicide bomber was shot and killed without his device going off. Because, that's the thing they don't talk about. When you encounter these guys, how do you, how do you annihilate them? How do you make sure that you're not doing damage to your own? How do you make sure you're not blowing up part of a city? Speaking of blowing things up, South Korea has planned a live fire military exercises, and we're talking about doing this. They've actually started as I am speaking. We're going to talk about that next here on ATN.
There are five things you must do to have great health. Restore an alkaline pH, restore optimum hormone levels, detoxify your body, eliminate infections, and feed your body optimal nutrition. I've seen people with 70% clogged arteries become 100% clear in 12 months. I've seen people lower high blood pressure. I've seen people alleviate depression and all arthritis pain go away in 2 months or less. These and many other benefits await you when you apply the five steps to great health. One superfood that I recommend you try to improve your health is called One World Whey. This new remarkable whey protein powder is transforming the health of its users. Users report improved energy, mood, gains in muscle, and even improved breathing. It may sound too simple that a protein powder can do so much, but One World Whey is specially processed to give it its unique potency. Call 888 888- 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Class spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
Odds and ends in our next segment here in America Tonight. 9/11 responders, I want you to think about this, the first responders to the attacks to World Trade Center. Should there be a cap on how much money they get when they're literally choking to death? Remember at the time, Christine Whitman, oh, no, don't worry. It's okay to breathe the air down there. That dust, nothing. Help the people. See if you can find any survivors. Do whatever you can. Everything's good. And then it turned out everything was not good. And the lives of a lot of really pretty young people, some of them, have been greatly affected. And you can't go back. Once you do that damage to the lungs, there's not a lot of reversal that can happen there. Just ask anybody who's in that situation. So we're going to talk about that. That's going to top odds and ends. What do you think? Should there be a cap on what the first responders get? Because, hey, screw it. It happened in New York. I mean, actually, that's what some people are saying. And that's brutal. That's cold. 800-259-5791. Before we jump into that, though, as I was mentioning, South Korea, you can hear the pops of the artillery, you know, that sound. Have you ever heard a bunch of that? When they're practicing drills, well, that's what it sounds like on one of the islands in South Korea, a front-line island. In fact, they've been doing these live fire drills. South Korea ended the maritime drills from the island attack last month by North Korea, which was it's outrageous, ridiculous. There's no retaliation. But now they're there and they're firing. So South Korea has launched fighter jets to deter any North Korean attacks during the drills. The island, of course, the one island, was shelled by the North after similar drills last month. Two Marines and two civilians ended up being killed. So the North considers the waters around the island, Yeonpyeong, its territory, and has threatened to come back at them again and hit them hard if they do any more new drills. Now, I got to think if I'm South Korea, I say, you know what, you can just suck it, North Korea. I got to think if I'm South Korea, I'm sick of it. I've had enough because, I mean, first you scare these people to death that are on this island. Before that, you sink one of our ships, say, how dare you accuse us of that, even though independent investigators verify, oh, yeah, this is North Korea, and you kill all those sailors. And this continues. The bullying, beyond bullying, continues, and South Korea doesn't do anything. You know, they have the big stare down for however many years that's gone on since the Korean War, the truce. And where does it get South Korea? In South Korea, I'm sure what keeps happening, oh, bide your time, bide your time, bide your time. I'd have to say if I'm South Korea, I don't want to bide the time anymore. I just want to go for it. So, you know, even the South Koreans are so worried that something's going to happen from North Korea that they've had these evacuation drills. They're practicing. So they stop their cars. They've got gas masks. They duck into underground shelters. That happened last week. And they did this full-scale evacuation drill. So if I'm in South Korea, what do you think I'm talking about? What do you think I'm thinking about constantly? How are the wheels turning? What am I dealing with? Am I talking about other things that are going on? No. I'm thinking, what do I do? What are the chances that these guys try to turn us into smoke? And what are the Americans going to do? Because after all, we have so many troops that are there. What's going to happen? When is enough enough? When is it, okay, full speed ahead? We're going to do something, and we're not going to play this diplomatic game anymore because we're tired of it. So the citizens who normally might be a little bit indifferent because of the truce thing, yeah, you hear this about North Korea, but yeah, they're far from indifferent anymore. Let's just say that. There's certainly real fears of war on this divided peninsula that are more than intensified. They keep using the word intensified. It's beyond intensified. Let's call it what it is. Pandora's box is ripped open, my friends. And why should you care if you're listening to me, especially in the United States? Because what do you think the United States is going to do? What's going to happen in Asia? What's going to happen with China? China recently, in fact, even WikiLeaks uncovered this little nugget, the fact that China really wants Korea just be one. I mean, just Korea, that's it. Just turn the peninsula into one, period. But turning the peninsula into one means what? You get rid of North Korea, the dictatorship, basically, because it's a dictatorship, I think, there. You just evaporate that form of communism, and it's all about South Korea. So that's what North Korea is wondering, too. Kim Jong-il, who's passing the baton to his son, couldn't feel comfortable with some of the things that were recently reported. But, man, you should have seen these drills. I mean, we're talking full-on hazmat suits, anti-chemical crap everywhere, because that's what they think they would get. They would get probably some kind of an attack where they would have to have gas masks on. So that's what people have been training to do. And they had them nationwide. They did 20-minute evac drills, 20-minute evacs. See, it's the largest they've ever done since the country started the training back in 75. And they had really, I mean, frigid temperature out when they did these drills. So they blare those air raid sirens, and people stopped work. They went to the shelters. They went to the subway stations and parking lots. And the housewives, they said, the housewives shut off the gas in their kitchens, the full thing. And then you had South Korean fighter jets that flew over the cities to simulate what it would be like if there was an airstrike. So, I mean, they did this, like I said, full scale. Think about that. And in the United States, have you ever had those drills? I mean, when I was in school, we had some fire drills. And we didn't even have that many fire drills. A handful. But certainly nothing on this, like this scale, where you had kids that were shuttled out of school. And like I said, you had people that were in underground parking lots, and they had the gas masks and all that sort of stuff. And you had our one of our governors, Bill Richardson, who is visiting North Korea, and he's supposed to stop in Beijing on Thursday, and he's kind of a troubleshooter, if you will. He's made some inroads in North Korea somehow. So he's having these meetings to try to jockey and do whatever he can. China is under massive pressure to come up with something. I mean, something to do some kind of a, have some kind of a gesture toward North Korea to push them to stop doing what they're doing or whatever, and that has not happened. And South Korea's chief nuclear envoy traveled to Russia for meetings, too, to talk to them, I guess counterpart-wise, to talk to them. But you think about it, 11 million of South Korea's 49 million people took part in those drills. So literally the world stopped in South Korea last week. So they know how serious. To me, that also shows they're trying to tell the people, you know, this is real. And whatever conversations you're seeing or things you're seeing in print, it's, you know, we're not fooling around here. That's why I think South Korea is sick of this, that they're done. They're done laying in the weeds because they know they can't continue to do that. You know, at some point, the bully gets bullied too much, and they don't want to go down that road anymore. And now twice North Korea has pushed and shoved and, you know, basically thrown acid in the face of South Korea. I mean, they've killed innocent people, let's face it. So I gotta believe that this thing is getting closer and closer to exploding. I mean, you know, this is the epicenter now. This is serious stuff. That's why you're seeing so much of the U.S. envoy, too. So, you know, even Bill Richardson, like I was saying, throw everything at it. They're throwing everything they can possibly throw at North Korea and South Korea to make this thing, I think, make this thing go away. Because this doesn't help the U.S. in any way, unless it just becomes one Korea and it's South Korea all the way through the North. But I don't really see that. Who do you think has the heavy edge in this? As long as China is the ally of North Korea, North Korea has the edge. Odds and ends, we're going to talk about 9/11 responders. Should there be a cap on what they get those first responders to Ground Zero? We're going to talk about it in just a few.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alii-C. Why Alii-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alii-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alii-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alii-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alii-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alii-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alii-C. For more information and to order Alii-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alii-C today.
Topping odds and ends, we're going to talk about 9/11, what a couple of senators had to say about the money for first responders. You know, it's somebody who was there when that happened, just horrific, and I can remember thinking, and everybody thought this, you'd see the dust. I would drive over the bridge, and that's what you would see. You'd see the light, and you'd see the dust that was pouring out of what then was named Ground Zero. And day after day, night after night, you had first responders. You had people that responded immediately. You had people that were going back. And then finally they started to wear masks, but they weren't doing that at first. They weren't doing that at first. So when that happened on that day, that grim day in 2001, and certainly the weeks after that, thousands of people poured in from all over the place to help the World Trade Center. I mean, doing anything they could. Anything they could. So, the U.S. Senate, in its all of its wisdom, says, you know, where's this money coming from? How are we going to pay for this? These people responded yes, and you know, they're careful about what they say, but how are we going to come up with the money to pay for this? And the answer is, when you have these people who, in our darkest day, which it was, our biggest attack since you'd have to go back to Pearl Harbor and what happened in Hawaii, and we don't have to relive all this. But 9 years ago, the mission was simple. Rescue. Go in. Search. Try to do what you can. Do whatever you can to help. And they're not thinking about their own health. So Republicans filibustered that 9/11 Health and Compensation Act, which would have provided $7.4 billion for the monitoring of the survivors with all the health ailments, for their health care, for breathing in that toxic air when the towers went splat. And unfortunately, what happened was the 9/11 stuff for the first responders really got tangled up in the tax cuts and the spending bills. And so there wasn't enough Republican support to break it. There wasn't enough to have that happen. And like I mentioned, some of these guys are, whether they're young or older, but some of them are so young and you feel so awful when you see them. And the frustration to do what we can for these heroes, it's just beyond belief. We can't give health care to the people who went down to respond, who ran right into the fire of this thing, who went down there to save people. Does anyone remember what the city was like that day? It's a disgrace. It's disgusting. It's unbelievable. We're treating people who come into the country illegally better than the people who were trying to save people on that day. And their efforts are really what matter. They were the heroes of this whole 9/11 thing, and they deserve much better treatment than what they've gotten. Now, here's the fast forwarding. Here's what's happened since the beginning of December. So it gets shot down initially, and okay, I get it, because it's political maneuvering, and part of that was over the tax cuts, the Bush tax cuts expiring, and we're not going to do anything until that happens, and you know, all of that, which that did pass, that compromise did pass, thank goodness, because probably many of you listening to me are affected by that. In fact, I think everyone in some way is affected by that. So moving forward now, the backers of the health bill that was shot down are a lot more optimistic. Senator Gillibrand and Senator Schumer had this to say about that bill and moving forward now.
I believe that we have more than enough votes that we need to pass this legislation. America will be watching very closely to how this Senate votes on something that goes to the fundamental issue of who we are as Americans and whether we stand by our heroes.
Barring a setback, we believe we're on the path to victory by the end of this week.
Wow, end of the week. So Schumer's confident he must know something. They're talking about a better way to pay for it. They still have to have Republicans on board. They were only three votes short of the 60 they needed for that recent test deal that was shot down. The House passed the original bill, so it would have to bounce back to them, of course. And that would be good news if they could figure out a way to make this happen. And I think they probably can if a lot of it hinged on the tax compromise, because it's disgraceful that we don't do something to help them. They should have been helped, because first of all, they were told not to worry about it. Don't worry about it. You didn't breathe in anything. It's like telling the miners, you're going down to the mines, and of course they're making a bunch of money going down to the mines, and they know the score there. Hey, your health is okay. You're coughing up a lung. No sweat. All that soot, all that crap that's in there, that's all right. There's been a million miners down there before you. You're probably going to be okay. And they were no way, no how going to be okay, because you knew it was the funky stuff that was coming out of there anyway, for everything that happened. And it's funny, because that was one of the first things I thought. When I saw that, I thought, wow, I wonder how, well, first of all, the safety thing. But I wonder what's happening to the people who are down there. You can tell they're exhausted, and they're trying to just dig. And, you know, that was the whole thing. Just find someone. Find some glimmer of hope. Find somebody if you hear anything. And there were a couple people that were found, if you remember. And what if nobody went down? Oh, not safe. Forget it. Who knows? Gosh, there's all that oil that airplane fuel that could be there. And then what are you breathing in? But they didn't worry about that. So you got to take care of them. There's no way that you cannot take care of them. Something's wrong in this country when people who are here illegally have more rights than the people that are here legally, Americans. I mean, you know, and these guys that responded, we want to hail them as heroes and get the photo ops with them when it first happens. But, oh, then when it comes down to paying the piper, all these years later, geez, what we found out. Yeah, you can't turn your back there. That's, I mean, that is just not right. All right, moving from that, and if you want to throw in your two cents, too, by the way, you can do it. Sorry, don't mean to shut you out. 800-259-5791 or americatonight.net. You can certainly do that. Let's hope they get the votes they need. I think they will. The Republicans are pulling, I think, are pulling some of the votes they need. They're getting some of the people together on that. We move from that to the to now what's happening with this START treaty and whether or not it's going to get defeated, because the thought was originally this was what the administration wanted to go through and we're going to do whatever we have to do. But the Senate Democrats now are deflected an initiative by the Republicans over the weekend that would have forced the U.S. and Russian negotiators to reopen the arms treaty, reducing stockpiles of the nuclear warheads. The final vote on that time was 59-37 against an amendment by Senator McCain, and it shows the difficulty that the president is having trying to win any kind of ratification in the Senate for this treaty, this crazy treaty, before a more, much more Republican Congress, of course, grabs the power in January. Treaties require a two-thirds majority of those that vote in the Senate, or 67 votes if all 100 senators vote. So they would have to, you get that, they would have to have that. And right now they don't have that. And part of the deal is, what about the missile defense systems? And if the Russians have 10 to 1, when we're talking about nukes, 10 to 1, seriously, you got to worry about that. You got to worry about those defense shields, I would say, then. And so the fate of the treaty is up in the air, baby, as they say. And I think it should be, because you can't just lightly, it's non-binding, but you can't just lightly sign this and have it thrown back in your face, which is what would happen if there was some kind of a credibility count or issue on it. And the Senate's second ranking Democratic leader thinks, you know what, we may have enough votes. Don't think that this is going away. We might have enough to ratify this before the year's end. Dick Durbin feels like they need to bring it to a vote during the last couple of days of this lame duck session. And the Senate's point guy on the treaty, Democrat John Kerry, says he thinks there's going to be a vote on the treaty and it'll pass, too. How about that? But not John Kyle. He says that the treaty needs, and I agree with him, the treaty needs to be fixed and there's not enough time for them to do it. It's the simple numbers game. You know, the new START treaty would limit the strategic nuclear warheads to 1550. That's down from 2200, and it would also establish a system for that whole verification, monitoring, yada yada thing. And the U.S. weapons inspections ended a year ago, remember, with the expiration of the 91 treaty. But I think you have to examine this a lot closer instead of rubber stamping it. All right, coming up on the back end of this, we actually have the Daily Salute, and we're going to throw someone in the dungeon. Hang with us.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-cytosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words,
coming up on our next America Tonight, we're going to take a look at some of the big stories from 2010 as we're getting ready to jump into another year. Any of you do those resolution things? Do they work? I am going to set a land and speed record. I don't know. Sometimes people have crazy goals and sometimes they really do follow them. It starts in January, then you check back the next couple of months and the couple of months after that to see just how far you've gotten. But this is like one of my favorite times of the year just because there's sort of what I call the dead zone. And then, you know, we bounce back again and we're in the thick of it in January. So what happened over an entire last year? Boy, a lot of crazy things happened in the world of entertainment, in the world of sports, across the board, Tiger Woods, all the nonsense with him. The stories were ridiculous. I mean, every day somebody was saying that they had sex with Tiger Woods. Almost impossible mathematically, you would think. And then his wife gets the divorce, and then poof, that story is gone. And there are others like Miley Cyrus and the bong hit picture, and that was more a much more recent story. And then a slew of others in between. And, of course, in politics, what a free-for-all and what a crazy year politically that we'll go back and we'll take a look at it was a year of a lot of ups and downs, heroes and I say heroes and villains. Boy, a lot of heroes and villains, no doubt. So we're going to do that coming up. If you want to throw in on that, send me your top couple of stories. We'll read it, americatonight.net, or you can jump in when we do it on the air. All right, normally I don't do this to a sports team, but I got to do it. I'm going to take the Giants defense to task, and I'm an Eagles fan, so of course I'm thrilled to pieces that they're leading the NFC East, and I'm impressed with DeSean Jackson. I like him. I have liked what you see he's able to do with a punt return and his speed and everything else, and Michael Vick, blah, blah, blah. But how does that happen? I mean, is it the greatest comeback of Vick's career? Is it the biggest blunder of the Giants? And I got to say, something was more than a tad off with the Giants' defense. How were they in that position with seven? I mean, here's the exact amount of time on the clock. So I'm not even going to fudge the time, round it down, or any of that. 7:28. Tom Coughlin, after the game, took the blame for his punter not kicking the ball out of bounds at the end of the game, because they could have at least saved face there after getting, you know, blowing it, letting the Eagles back in it. But they didn't do that then. That was the craziest thing. I can't believe that happened. So the Eagles score all those points to beat the Giants. And it made a lot of people talk about something that happened, and many of you will have no clue and could care less, about something that was talked about forever and ever and ever and ever, the miracle at the Meadowlands that happened in 1978. Finally, that's going to be scrapped, and people are going to be talking about what happened in this Eagles game. So without further ado, I'm going to take the Giants coach, Tom Coughlin, along hand-in-hand with his defense and throw them in the America Tonight dungeon.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Matt, was that the craziest? Isn't that the craziest thing that they gave Jackson that chance to do that? I mean, what a bizarre turnaround in that game. So the Eagles are alone in the top of the NFC East.
Yeah, it's one of those deals where it's the same thing as the Ravens-Saints game where they kicked the field goal, the Ravens did, and allowed the Saints a chance to win it in the last play when they should have just tried to run out the clock, and if they didn't convert the first down, the Saints would have had to gotten 90 yards, I think, on one play, and it's a lot easier to do that on the kickoff than to try to do it on like a Hail Mary pass and a hook and ladder or something. So, I don't know. There was a couple of bizarre mistakes, I think, made this weekend.
Yeah, to say the least, there was definitely a couple of bizarre mistakes. In the Giants game, I mean, look, they dominated the first half. They killed them. How much yardage do they have? 222 yards to 74. And Vic, they did game planning wise. They got to Vic. They sacked him. They hit him a dozen other times. They limited him. No question. He was intercepted. And how they gave that back, man, that is just brutal. And who knows what happens with Coughlin? I mean, now they're actually talking about, geez, do you think he can hold on to his job? That's how serious it is, because that's too much to give up, and that's too ridiculous. There's some blunders that you can't overcome if you're kind of on shaky footing anyway. So I'm going to say, because he was on shaky footing anyway, this might be tough for him to overcome. I'm going to say it's going to be a little tough. That's why they're sitting in our dungeon. And by the way, I will try to contact them, although I doubt we'll get anyone to take us up on this. When we throw somebody into the dungeon and I send them a key, there is a way they can get out of the dungeon. They join us on the show so they can defend their position, talk about it, whatever. We actually have in the past had people do that. I have a feeling, because of what happened here, it's very doubtful that we'll get the get any of the Giants to want to come on the show to talk about it. So probably not. Probably not. All right, let's move on to our daily salute. Let's talk about our daily salute. And this is just kind of an odd one, but it's something that was brought to my attention by an email that I got with a link to a story. The fact that some scientists have discovered something interesting that could maybe play a role in saving one of our lives tonight or this morning. And that what it is that they've now come up with some proteins that they believe play a critical role in the development of more than 130 brain diseases. Isn't that sad? I mean, it's sad to think of all the brain diseases. Not sad that they came up with this. Because the study shows that there's a link between disorders like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. And boy, if you've ever seen anyone with Alzheimer's or Parkinson's, I hope nobody listening to this ever has that happen to them. Because how frightening would that be to just forget everything around you and have to be reminded of it and just not feel like you're on the right footing ever. And Parkinson's is very debilitating. And it's amazing to see you look at Michael J. Fox and how he's done with Parkinson's. You look at Muhammad Ali. And we can't know enough about the human brain, let's say that. So I'd have to say the daily salute goes to these scientists who are in these coats, lab coats, that they get recognized by their peers, but we don't know the Manny Moe and Jacks of these scientific discoveries. But there was, in this Nature Neuroscience Journal, this Seth Grant talked about the fact that they've had these different things that have happened with patients undergoing brain surgery, and that's how they were able to find the proteins that they say play such a big role in these brain diseases. The human, as they call it, PSD, is a large range of human diseases that affect millions of us. And, you know, we're not just talking about Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. We're talking about things that happen in childhood, like epilepsy, that some kids have dealt with, autism. We see how rampant autism is now. And it's these combinations of proteins, more than 1,400 proteins, and they're encoded by a separate gene. I mean, this is way above my pay grade, but I know that this is some serious stuff. And bravo to them for keep pushing the path. I mean, this is what they do for a living. But to finally see some of this breakthrough, can you imagine the difference that they might be able to make in some people's lives with that many brain disorders out there? What could possibly happen 10, maybe even 15 years from now? We might see some amazing cures start to happen. And what a breakthrough for autism or Alzheimer's would be fantastic.